This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. It's been a week when Senate Democrats and Republicans, like an unhappy couple on the verge of a messy divorce, reconsidered at the last moment and decided to tough it out. Democrats dropped their threat to use the so-called nuclear option. It would unilaterally change the Senate's rules to strip the Republican minority of the right to filibuster executive branch nominees. That was after Republicans promised to let 7 stalled nominations move ahead. The deal followed an unusual evening in which senators of both parties sat together for hours and actually talked with one another. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
It was Monday night and the eve of a series of votes to end GOP filibusters of 7 presidential appointees, and Democrats had vowed they would resort to the nuclear option and get rid of such filibusters altogether should any of those nominees remain blocked. So all but 2 of the Senate's 100 members squeezed into the camera-free old chamber that the Senate used until just before the Civil War. Behind closed doors, they talked for more than 3 hours. I buttonholed West Virginia Democrat Jay Rockefeller as he stepped out of the meeting.
Senator, is there any kind of a deal?
No, there's no deal, but there's a much better understanding.
And that better understanding likely did bring about a deal the next morning. In it, a group of Republicans would supply enough votes for the 54-member Democratic caucus to attain a 60-vote supermajority and shut down those GOP filibusters. New York Democrat Charles Schumer helped swing the deal.
We saw the Senate at its best when reasonable people from both parties were willing to come together and find common ground. That's how the Senate should work. That's the way things get done.
In reality, says Rutgers University Senate expert Ross Baker, while Democrats had the votes they needed to change the rules on the filibuster, they also knew that doing so could actually make things even worse in the Senate.
I think it was a real dread that the atmosphere in the Senate, although to outsiders looks terribly poisoned, in actuality, there's a lot of cooperation that goes on under the radar, and that had the nuclear button been pushed, I think even that level of cooperation would probably have diminished.
The end result, says number 2 Senate Democrat Dick Durbin, was that while none of the rules changed, that still remains a possibility.
We didn't prohibit any conduct here. What we basically said is we still have our rights to change the rules if things go to the extreme, and the other side has the right to take them to the extreme. But I think we both came to realize Monday night it wasn't in our best interest.
Arizona Republican John McCain led GOP efforts to avert the nuclear option. He's confident it's off the table for now.
People walked to the edge of the abyss, and now we've walked back. So I don't think this is going to come up again anytime soon. It may, depending on what goes on in the Senate.
Like other Republicans, McCain is still willing to block nominations. He put a hold this week on the renomination of General Martin Dempsey as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill expects a 60-vote supermajority will still be needed for just about anything the Senate does.
There's still room for bad behavior. There's room for the Republicans to say we're going to, you know, require 60 on motherhood and apple pie. And there's room for the Democrats to say, you're not going to get any amendments, and we're going to change the rules. That's all still out there.
Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski shares such skepticism.
We got through this week, and that's good. But I think there are many on both sides who are looking at this, where we are today, and saying, yeah, I'm not so good with it.
The problem, says Idaho Republican Jim Risch, is that a polarized Senate reflects a polarized nation.
Until the country makes a decision which way they're going to go, and I don't mean by a 51-49, I mean by a cultural shift, I mean by a 60-40, I think there's going to continue to be polarization, there's going to continue to be frustration in America.
And likely in the Senate as well. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.